Good morning, I'm Jordi Bailina, I'm the technical lead at Polygon Hermes. So I'm going to explain a small piece of the ZKVM. That's how we are verifying a Snark with a Snark. As I explained it before in the panel, the last piece of the prover is mainly converting. We have a Snark, and then we want to prove that on chain. And what we do is we create a circuit that verifies this Snark, and then we prove it in the Snark. Okay. This is the ZKVM that we're building. Mainly, we are using PIL, this polynomial identity language, to build all the full system. And at the end, what we have is a set of polynomials with a set of identities that needs to fulfill. With this, can generate automatically. The idea of this is that once you have this PIL, you can generate automatically a Snark. And not only that, with this Snark, you can also automatically generate a Snark that verifies that other Snark. Okay. So we have our recursion Snarks, and we can do that many times, and we can even aggregate. And then we can build a system that looks something like that. We can have many proofs of many blocks, and then we can pack them together in a kind of a tree. And then at the end, in the last step, before sending to the Ethereum, we just convert this Snark to the Snark. And this is done quite automatically, so you need to care just about building the PIL, and the rest is quite straightforward. Okay, so let's see how we do that. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to build a circuit. Actually, what we want to build is a circum circuit that, as an input, you have a Snark proof. Okay, so this is the Snark proof. So in the circuit, you have to validate this Snark proof. So we need to deep in what's inside the Snark proof. What Snark proof? What means this of a Snark proof? Well, the first thing that is you have the transcript. Transcript are mainly hashes. Okay, so you need to have these random numbers that goes back and forth. This is something that we need to compute inside the circuit. These are mainly hashes. Okay, as a transcript, in this case, we are using a hash function. In this case, we are using for the Snark. We are going to start with a hash function that's a friendly hash function. In this case, a Poseidon with a BN corp. We are just using this hash function to compute the randomness of the transcript. Okay. Another piece is, well, is you have a polynomial evaluations, and then you need to check that these polynomial evaluations are okay, that they are fitting. That means that you need to do a lot of arithmetic. And in the case of us, we are using the Goldilocks prime field, but here we are in the BN. So we need to work with this cross prime field. We need to do this cross prime field operations. So we need to do cross prime field inside the circuit. The next thing that we have to do is we need to do openings. Okay, so the Snark mainly is Merkle trees, and we need to just validate these Merkle trees. Here the trick is, again, use the Poseidon hash function. So if you use a Poseidon, so a Snark-friendly hash function, then doing that inside the circuit is relatively cheap. So we do that for the openings itself. Okay. Once you have the openings, you need to evaluate this opening polynomial, which is a derivative polynomial. You need to evaluate those openings at that point. Okay. So you need here more arithmetic operations. Okay, and finally we have the fry. Okay, fry is openings again, so lots of openings. That's one thing. So every time that you go to us back in the step, you do you do openings. So this is again Poseidon here, and then you have to do polynomial evaluations, but these are in the cross prime. This is in the Goldilocks prime field. Okay, the best way to do a polynomial evaluation is mainly doing an FFT kind of an FFT. Okay, so and finally in the last Snark we also need to do an FFT for the final polynomial. We need to check that the final polynomial of certain degree. Mainly you do an FFT and check that the half of the or that part of the bits are zero. Okay, so this is the structure of the Snark. So here, the going to jump this. So here the trick here is how much, so how we do this cross prime field operation. This is probably the most simple thing. And the idea is we are just doing in a naive, so in a very naive way. Okay, so we just, if we are doing an operation like that, like a multiplication, in this case is, we just do a couple of range checks. Okay, that means that more or less, prime cross, so a multiplication with a Goldilocks multiplication, it costs 146 constraints. Okay, the fry, and this is one thing that's specific on the fry, the Goldilocks is a very small prime field. So once you work with a random number, you cannot work with the base field because it's very small. So you need to work with extension fields. So you work with extension. In our case, we're working with an extension 3 of the Goldilocks. Okay. So that means that doing a multiplication in the extension field 3, this is something that's 438 constraints, which is a lot, you know, compared to 1, it's not that much, okay? So here the thing is, okay, let's do some numbers of some examples of some Starks, how it would look like, okay? Well, this is the for the hash functions, we are using a 16 inputs, so we can do a trees that goes at 4 at 4, and then a constraint is just 612 constraints, just doing a single hash, which is quite optimal if we do it in that way, okay? So let's put some example. These numbers are not exactly, but are similar to the ones that we are using for the CKVM circuit. In this case, we are talking about, let's talk about 1,000 polynomials, okay? We have let's do a blow up factor of 2. That means that we need to do a lot of queries in the SNARK. In this case, it's 128 queries. This is, we have that, it's important, this blow-up factor of 2, because if you go, for example, a blow-up factor of 4, that means that we are doubling the proving time. Okay, so we need to go to the minimal, especially when we have so many polynomials here, so that's why we use a blow-up factor of 2. Okay, so let's talk with sites of polynomials of 2 to the 24 after the blow-up factor, so it's 2 to the 23 to 2 to the 24, okay? And of course, we have constraints. Let's assume that the number of constraints is more or less the same number of polynomials. This is just a subjection. And then we have in each constraint, we have like 2 multiplications for each constraint. Okay? These numbers, of course, depend on the circuit and depend on what you're doing and so on. But this is just, would say, it would be a good example of a ZKVM circuit like. Okay? So it's a big circuit. Okay? So for this, is okay, here let's see how much it would it cost. This in number of constraints. Here, of course, the transcript is not that much. The checking the polynomial constraints at the random point, well, it's start to be important number, but not that much. The number of queries, we have so many polynomials, so we need, there are so many polynomials, so mainly what we do is a linear hash of the evaluations and then do the Merkleites. But this is just for the queries, the first queries, not in the fry yet, but for the first queries of all the polynomials. This is our dot. And here is probably the biggest part. Okay, the biggest part is when we need to compute this opening polynomial. There are so many polynomials, and we need to do so many multiplications out of the field that this is a number that grows a lot. Okay, and here is the big part of the proof is this 112 millions. What else we have? We have this is the queries of the fry. Here are the FFTs, the polynomial evaluations, the entities to going deep in the fry, and the final polynomial evaluation. So this gives us something that's huge, is 127 million constraints, but it's doable. This is a circuit that, for example, the Hermes 1 circuit had this number of constraints, more or less. So, and you can do that in about 100 seconds in a big CPU, okay? So in Rapid Snark. So that's something that's doable, but you know, it's gonna be a big circuit, okay? The thing is that what we can do, the technique that we are using is that instead of having a Snark, so we have this big circuit. So instead of this proving directly with a Snark, What you can do is you can do different levels of recursion. So you can build a Stark that verifies another Stark, so you get a proof that's much smaller. Maybe you can do repeat that again. You do another Stark that verifies the Stark, so you get even a smaller proof, and at the end you can have a final proof that can be much smaller. Okay, and this is actually more or less what we are doing. Here I put you the real numbers of the current structure. This is a structure of the prover that we are running right now in the public testnet. Okay, so this is three steps. Okay, the first step is this number of polynomials, but you need to count that. This is about 1,000 polynomials, but then we have 43 block ups, one permutation check. We have different properties. So this is a big circuit. We are working with 2 to the 23, blow up factor of 2. Here you see the structure, the way that the structure we are of the fry. So we are building the fry. Okay, so this goes to another polynomial. So it goes to another proof. The second proof is a proof that's much smaller. It's just 20 polynomials with, 12 polynomials, 20 of them are constant, 10 intermediary polynomials, no block ups, just one connection check, and 23 identities. And then we go to the third one. This is also, you see here is the GL. GL means Goldilocks. This is a Stark that's built with Goldilocks, but the last one is built with BN128. Okay, and the last one is just smaller. It's just 20. It has only 12 polynomials, but the size of the polynomial is 2 to the. This is just 24. So 2 to 24. Well, it's 2 to 22, and the blow-up factor of 4 in this case. We could do it smaller, okay? But at the end, here is a compromise. Sometimes you get it smaller, but then the proving time of this smaller is bigger. So at the end, it's better maybe to have a bigger last circuit that it's a bigger last circuit than just squeezing to the end through the smaller and keeping bigger. So this is our balances and checking what's the best structure on that. Okay. So if we go to more something that we can go far, so that we can squeeze more, the last circuit you can do well. With something that's 60 polynomials with a blow-up factor of 16, so 2 to the 4, and with this you just require 16 queries, which is to having the same 128 bits security. You can go a polynomial after a blow-off factor of 2 to the 24, so it would be a polynomial of 2 to the 20 that goes to 2 to the 24. And yeah, these are the number of constraints. And if we do the numbers with this, see that the numbers are getting much smaller. At the end, we can, if we add them all together, we can have something that's below 2 million constraints. And this is something that can be built in less than 2 seconds. It's really, it's quite insignificant compared to the proving time. So this is very much the conclusion. I just put this slide from the ZKVM, but this is the full, just to explain you what are the current times of the full ZKVM prover. Okay, so currently in a big machine, you know, this is a 192 cores machine. It's a $10 per hour machine, more or less in AWS. Okay, this proof, it takes 9 minutes, okay? We can process 4 million gas in this proof, so this would be equivalent, more or less a cost per transaction would be less than a cent, so 0.07 cents per dollar. But you see that this is actually, it's a proof that's actually running, the public testnet is running, so, and you can see the code and see how the prover works and when you can build your proofs in there, okay? This is just a CPU prover, and here there is lots of margins to improve. Here from GPU, we expect maybe one order of magnitude faster, and FPGAs, the new CPUs are performing much better. Yeah, there are a lot of things that are happening, but this is just have you some numbers, some idea of where the proving times are, and the recursion. Another thing that's not here, but somebody already put it in before, and is that verifying a growth 16 in EVM, this is 200K, around 200K gas, which is probably the cheapest way, the cheapest thing that you can do. Plonk is 300K, which is not that much. You save the trusted setup, so probably it's going to be the options that we will put it in mainnet. And yeah, that's mainly my presentation. I don't know if there are questions.
Thank you.